I was doing the... I was very weird. I was doing a morning show at WKT, and I was writing a column for Panorama Weekly, and I was the announcer at the dog track at night. And it was like kind of weird. You think I work weird schedules now? So I did the morning from 6 to 10. Then in the afternoon, I think I delivered magazines, and at night, I was the announcer at the dog track, which was from like 6 p.m. till 1 a.m. I made more at the dog track than I made from WKT, which, by the way, probably has not changed till this very day. Anyway, Colonel Frank Katzentine owned WKT. He's a hell of a guy, late Colonel Katzentine. It was New Year's Eve, and the dogs were running New Year's Eve. So I worked New Year's Eve morning, and I worked in the afternoon, and I worked New Year's Eve night, and I'm due on the air the next morning at 6 a.m., and I used to sleep, like, after the dog track for 3-4 hours and get over and do the morning show. And I went to a party that New Year's Eve. So I worked the dog track. There goes Rusty. And I had been up for about 27 straight hours. And I got to WKT early in the morning on North Bay Road. Came right from the New Year's Eve party, having announced at the dog track, having not been to sleep, and having worked the day before at the radio station. So I went on the air and had to do a disc jockey show from 6 to 9. From 9 to 10, we carried Don McNeil and the Breakfast Club from Chicago. And I told myself, you got to get the energy. You got to do 3 hours live on the air. Do it, do it, do it. And I really worked on myself, and I did it, man. I had the records playing. I was jumping, giving the news and the time checks. It's New Year's morning, and no one is at the station. The engineer wasn't there. We kept our own readings. 9 o'clock hits. I hit the switch. Don McNeil comes on from Chicago. Now, all I got to do is sit there till 10 o'clock when the next man comes in, and I'm going to go home and go to sleep. And all I've got to do during Don McNeil and the Breakfast Club is one station break. At 9:30, Don McNeil is in Chicago, and he goes, "Good morning, Breakfast Clubbers, and howdy do ya. We'll be back afterward from your local stations." He's gone for 10 seconds. All I have to do is click his switch off, throw my switch on, and say, "This is WKT, Miami Beach, Florida. Now back to Don McNeil and the Breakfast Club." Here's what I did. I was so relaxed after finishing those 3 hours live that I was just sitting there waiting for the station break, slumped. And finally, he says, "Let's break for a station break." And I threw his switch, and I opened up my switch, and fell asleep. So you heard nothing. I didn't throw the switch back to send you back to Chicago. And all you had was my switch open. Here's what the listeners heard. And nobody's at the station. So naturally, people start calling, and someone calls the very trusty, ever-present Miami Beach Fire Department. And they come with the rescue squad. And at that time, I don't know what it's like today. WKT, it was a big station. And you can look in the outer doors up and see right up to the disc jockey studio. Well, these firemen pull up in the rescue squad. They look in, and all they see is a guy slumped over a microphone. What do? They hatch it in the doors. Axes, they crash in the doors. Because they're firemen. They don't know. It could be a heart attack. Well, all this is on the air because my mic is open. So what the audience hears is... Hey, the fireman running in. Hey, bang, the bang. You all right? You all right? And I wake up. What's going on? What's going on? I see guys standing with axes and all the things. All this is on the air. Everything is on the air. What? You know, got a fireman. They're all standing there. So finally, I just threw the switch and sent it back to Chicago like 9:45. And it was a mess. And that front door was destroyed. All the glass was ripped up. So Monday morning, Colonel Katzentine asked to see me. And I went in. He says, two words can say it simply enough. You gone. So I got up. You know, I wasn't going to argue. And he said, "Do you have any explanation, young man?" Now, this is a test, man. Do you have any explanation? Now, once they say that, you know that he sort of liked you. And he didn't understand how his whole window got cracked in. And I turned around and I said, "Well, Colonel Katzentine, what I wanted to do was to test the quick response of the Miami Beach Fire and Rescue Department. And I thought that the only way to do it, to show the listeners how quickly they do respond, was to have this happen and let it all happen live so the public could hear how they respond." And he said, "That is one of the great BS stories of all time. You can continue to be employed here, but you're going to pay for that front door." And it was $800. And I had to pay $30 a week. And I netted $60. But he was a gracious man.